And they're very short, very brief, not as elaborate as my brother to use it. New technology. Old technology. But the one thought I'd like to leave with us, as we have been here over the week, this weekend, and we have been learning much about the Lord Jesus, and it is found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. What does it mean to gird up? It means you bind it. If you have a robe and it's open, then it's loose and it hinders movement. But when you pull it together and you gird it with a string, it's held in place and so your movement is not hindered. And this is the same thing that is being brought here by the apostle. That you should gird up the loins of your mind. It means to take control of your mind and don't let it flap around and wander all over the place, as we are wont to do. Because as young people, we have a lot of dreams. We sit in here, and half the time we are daydreaming. That's all right. I've been through it, and I know it. But what the scripture is telling us is that we must get a hold of it and tie it up. Control our minds, so because the scripture tells us that as a man thinketh, so is he. And as we would think and as we would daydream and have all sorts of things going through our minds, these are the things which will spur or motivate us to actions and to behave in a manner that is not pleasing to the Lord, or to walk in a manner that is not pleasing to the Lord. And so we are told to start from the first principles. Gird up the loins of our minds. Catch a hold of our minds. What are our thoughts? If we're thinking things, let's catch ourselves up and turn our thoughts and our thinking to that which is of the Lord. And that which makes for things which are excellent. Because then, the things we have been considering here over the weekend, they will become real to us. Think about them. Mull over them. And verse 15. As he hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. In all that you do. Your way of life. You know, when you're at college or at work or wherever you are, the temptation is to be included, to be a part of the group, and therefore we let things slide and we allow ourselves, we compromise with some things, and because we don't want to be seen as different. That comes also as a part of the mind thing. If we have in our minds the full that we belong to the Lord Jesus and therefore we are different from the world. And if that takes root in our minds, then as we would go, we would seek to have a manner of life that is pleasing to the Lord, regardless of who is around and what anybody else thinks. And we will find that in doing this, the Lord will bless us. You know, I think of Daniel, when he was captured with the other Jewish kids, royal kids, and they were taken to Babylon. They were given the best of the king's table. But Daniel purposed this in his heart, I will not defile myself. No matter how good it is and how it will make me be more acceptable and in the king's court, Daniel and those other three boys with him, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, said, I will not defile myself by eating all of these things and drinking these things, which were not right, because according to God's word, they should not have been eating things offered to idols, which were those things in Babylon. And because he did that, his mind was set on a course that it didn't matter who was around. And you know what? God gave to those who were in charge, the eunuch, God made him to be in favor with him. God allowed the eunuch to give him what he needed. And in the end, God showed that obedience to him, that having a mindset of pleasing him, the result was that they were more robust, they were more healthy than all the others. It's not because of the food, but it's because of their obedience to God, because of the mindset, the girding of the mind, having the mind focused on that which is of God, the things that are excellent, the things that are pure. And I tell you, young people, if we start to do that, just captivate our mind, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. If we do that, we will have done well. Amen.